Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
Yo, what do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this
You're
happen.
Listening to the radio show your mother warned you about. The Devil's Advocates.
I don't know what to do.
Say it wasn't you.
All right.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Phone lines open, 844-967-2789. Evan will screen you soon. We'll get you on the air. But I want to cover this topic. The Washington Post, Aaron Blake, points out. Do you remember last week? I know you do, because many of you listen each and every day, and I love you people for it. But a judge, Carter, a federal judge, in regards to the Eastman documents that he was trying to shield, and the statement, you know, the claim being put forth in the courts, executive privilege. And the defense against that claim of executive privilege from the January 6th committee was the fraud crime exemption. You know, basically, you can't shield conversations with the lawyer if you're conspiring to commit a crime. And that's what the judge effectively found. Carter, the federal judge in California, said, in all likelihood, the former president of the United States committed crimes. And that's where we pick up the conversation today. Judge says Trump likely broke the law, but most Americans aren't there yet. Well, that's clearly not people that have been listening to this fine program. Aaron Blake writes, last week, a federal judge reached an extraordinary conclusion. Former President Donald Trump, more likely than not, committed a crime in trying to overturn the 2020 election. Boom, drop the mic. That should be all the evidence you need. That's not Crudy saying it. It is a federal judge saying it about your former president. But the American people have yet to be convinced. In fact, the level of collective belief that Trump committed a crime between Election Day and January 6th remains noticeably stable when placed next to past instances in which Trump has been accused of crimes. And there have been a lot of those. The Quinnipiac University poll released Wednesday showed 46% of Americans believe that Trump committed a crime, compared with 48% that says he did not. The partisan splits are about what you would expect, with 9 in 10 Republicans convinced that Trump is innocent. Because, you know, he strongly denied everything. Wasn't me. Wasn't me, right? The Shaggy defense. And nearly 9 in 10 Democrats saying he's guilty. Guilty, guilty, guilty. Independents are split down the middle, kind of like this nation. Those numbers echo past surveys of public reactions during other legal controversies from Trump's candidacy and presidency. They include hush money paid to Stormy Daniels, Russia's interference in the 2016 election, and the Ukraine scandal that led to Trump's first impeachment. Amid the Russian investigation in late 17, after criminal charges were brought against 3 Trump campaign advisors, 49% in survey said that he had likely committed a crime, according to the Post ABC News poll. Now, 19% believe there was solid evidence of it at the time. In early 2019, former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen testified that Trump authorized. And how, I mean, the case of Michael Cohen, and he's certainly an unsavory guy. I'm no big fan of the former fixer for the former president. But how can he be guilty of the crime, provide the evidence that his boss signed the checks, and somehow Trump is vindicated in the case?
Michael Cohen is a very talented lawyer. He's a good lawyer in my firm.
As it's written here, by early 2019, former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen testified that Trump authorized and reimbursed him to pay undisclosed hush money to 2 women who accused Trump of affairs during the 2016 campaign, a scheme for which Cohen pled guilty and got like 3 years in prison. A Quinnipiac poll from that period found 45% of people believe Trump had committed unspecified crimes while in office, although 64% of all people believed he had committed crimes before becoming president. Now, at 64%, understand, that's a lot of Republican supporters. that voted for the man, yet they thought he had committed crimes before they voted for him. Just pointing that irony out. Here is what the parentheticals say with the article here. The scheme was hatched before the campaign, but it included payments to Cohen once Trump was in office. And polls conducted in March and April of 19 suggested views on this were indeed nuanced. A March 19 Marist College poll showed 24% thought Trump broke the law vis-a-vis Russia, but 33% said he had merely done something unethical. The following month, an APNORC poll showed the percentage believed that Trump had done something illegal was up to 35%, but still about as many people labeled his actions as either unethical or faultless. Amid the Ukraine scandal in early 2020, those numbers rose again. The AP poll had him at 42% saying Trump did something illegal in pressuring Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky. 32% said, it's just unethical. And a Pew Research Center poll at the time showed 63% thought Trump had probably done something illegal as president, including one-third of Republicans. You hearing me? A third of Republicans thought he probably had done something illegal as president. But 38% said he definitely had not. About the only time belief in Trump's criminality crested to a majority came very shortly after January 6th. You recall the Capitol insurrection. A post ABC News poll showed 54% said Trump should be criminally charged for inciting the riot. Quinnipiac pegged the number at the time at 51%. By the following month, though, things reverted to the mean. Another Quinnipiac poll gave people a third option that Trump incited the riot but shouldn't face charges. And 6% endorsed that. Support for charges dropped to 45%. And today, the latest poll suggests the numbers remain largely unchanged at 46%. Now, that's like a litany of criminal allegations against the former president. I mean, I get it. You know, you can say it's all partisanship and a witch hunt. But there weren't five accusations, credible accusations against Obama. There wasn't one. You couldn't find a credible allegation of criminality against the former president, Barack Obama, during his entire eight-year term. So how Republicans just ignore all the evidence? Well, you know, they're at it again. Trying to harm my guy just because he's a criminal.
I think a lot of it is that it's political crimes. It's white collar stuff that, you know, I mean, you look at someone like Bernie Madoff. Everybody in general knows that he's a bad guy and he fleeced people, but they couldn't tell you specifically how he did it or what it even means. And at the end of the day, they're like, oh, he got in trouble for fleecing people. Well, I get fleeced every day just by existing. So what does it matter? My point is that if Donald Trump had actually, you know, stabbed somebody or killed somebody, this would be a different thing where that's a black and white thing. I can say guilty or not guilty or motive or not. This is something that's a little bit intangible for people to really grasp. And I think that's a huge factor in this.
So unless he shoots someone on Fifth Avenue, they're not going to actually try to hold the man accountable?
Unless it's a clear, direct, this, follow the dots, this is exactly what it is, elevator speech. If you can get it to someone that way, maybe. But other than that, people are going to, it's intangible for most people.
I don't know what the January 6th is. If there's not a tangible connect the dots line between the actions, the incitement of Donald Trump, and especially now that we see the other evidence that's come to public light. I mean, there was an entire plan in place. I mean, he was perpetrating a coup on multiple levels. So anyways, I get it's nuanced. And, you know, the fact that the man wanted to steal the presidency, I know that takes a little bit of intellectual lifting. But I think you're capable of Republicans. I think you could do it. Just try a little harder. Let me wrap up this Blake piece at the Washington Post. That perhaps shouldn't be surprising. The 46% of Americans currently polling saying Trump's probably a criminal. That perhaps shouldn't be surprising. Trump weathered multiple scandals during his time in office, and his potential criminality featured in many of them to varying degrees. Now, we recall special counsel Robert Mueller didn't or couldn't determine a criminal conspiracy between Trump and Russia, and decided it wasn't his place to accuse Trump of obstruction of justice, given the Justice Department policy against criminally charging a sitting president. But He strongly suggested Trump's actions in as many as five instances, according to Aaron Blake, I would say my friend Jim Santel would point out, like 10 cases of obstruction, might have met the required thresholds for obstruction. A later bipartisan Senate report also found additional hard evidence of coordination between Trump's campaign chairman, that was Paul Manafort, and a Russian intelligence officer, that was Kilimnik, though it's acknowledged that much remained deliberately obscured. Well, who's hiding it? Well, the Trump team's hiding it. They're coordinating with Russia, contrary to all the, denials? The Trump campaign manager who was working pro bono was giving Russian intelligence officers inside campaign polling. But that's not coordination. And in the Cohen case, the hush money was established as a crime, and he implicated Trump in its planning and execution, included by providing copies of the reimbursements. He had the receipts. He provided the Trump-signed checks to the porn star, and yet they're still claiming this. Trump totally vindicated. Totally vindicated. On Ukraine, a congressional watchdog determined that Trump's White House holding up aid to the country was, in fact, illegal. Though it didn't address Trump's role specifically, the aid was held up in the service of leveraging Zelensky for a politically helpful investigation of Hunter Biden. Though the gambit failed and the aid was released, even next to all of these, there's arguably more there when it comes to the January 6th investigation. You know, the connecting of the dots. Not only has a judge determined Trump likely broke the law, but he also found on Thursday that the Justice Department will investigate Trump's removal of 15 boxes of records from the White House. You know, kind of like Hillary's emails. Trump had 15 crates of top secret documents, including some labeled top secret, according to this article. I told you that. The January 6th committee has also said that Trump potentially broke a law against obstructing Congress certification of the election, a charge that most, though not all, judges have said can be used against January 6th defendants. But again, there is no real clamoring amongst a majority of Americans for charging Trump. Part of that is undoubtedly because of the partisanship, but a significant number of people who dislike Trump, me, his unfavorability ratings generally hovered in the mid-50s as president. That's his unfavorable. Never quite reached the point of believing he broke the law. And I blame you people. Not you. Not the smart ones. Not you, fancy brand per se. But if you don't believe he broke the law, you're just not being intellectually curious. It's all out there in the public record. Here's the conclusion of Aaron Blake's piece at the Washington Post. Public opinion shouldn't matter when it comes to whether Trump ultimately will be charged with a crime, be it by the Justice Department or by local authorities in Fulton County, Georgia, or Letitia James, or hell, I even hear they're trying to revive the Manhattan DA case against Trump. And part of it could simply be fatigue. But it does tell you something about how compelling the middle finds the evidence so far and about how such charges would be greeted. Well, you know, Aaron Blake, I think you go a step too far. We don't know how these charges would be responded to by the American people. You know, when a guy does a perp walk and has initial appearances and shows up in court, we have a tendency to believe maybe there's some there. But when the man goes through criminal activity after criminal activity and there's no charge, there's no indictment, just claims, wasn't me. And the American people, in our infinite wisdom, in our intellectual curiosity, you know, the majority of us haven't gotten to the point where we look and say, oh man, there's evidence all over the freaking place. If I want to know an answer, I just got to listen to the devil's advocates. Come back, we'll take some phone calls, 844-967-2789. And if we don't, it's not my fault, it was me.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
This was everything as bad a definition as you want to come up with. This should never be allowed to happen to our country again.
That is correct.
Would that be obstruction?
Yes.